All right, let's grab a seat. All right, come on. We have any poets want to sign up? Now's your time to sign up. All right, we're going to get started here. We have David Diaz. Let's give it here. David, come on, baby.
Great reading tonight, everyone. I really enjoyed that. Sometimes you write the poem, and sometimes the poem writes you, and sometimes it's a strange mix of the two. Actually, I wanted Ziggy to say something about Upagus, because for those of you who don't know, she runs this magazine called Upagus. It's an online magazine, and it's quirky and it's fun, and it's beautifully conceived. It's aesthetically very pleasing, and she publishes poems, and she's published me, and I'm going to read the poem she's published in the latest issue, if I can see. In the Grip. Oh, what an endless, breathless, questing joy. What picaresque peregrinations, what shenanigans, what precarious peccadilloes, what impresarios, what waddling, doing my own thing armadillos, what mysteries beneath, behind mysteries, what little shining glints of clarity glimpsed in thick shoals, in thickets of thoughts, what murky visibility in the Bermuda Triangle of desire, what a vast sea of stars unreachable, what a cacophony, what a riotous, rambunctious rumpus, what a pixelated jigsaw puzzle piecing itself, what a compendium, what a procession of faces, what a caravanserai, what a tintin. What a motley mix, what tricks, what mavericks, what a menagerie of mannequins, naked, waiting for tiaras, waiting for gowns, what a glorious ball, what foibles, what Phillips, what a frolic, what funicular flights of fancy, what a kaleidoscope, what a prism, what a querulous quivering paroxysm, what a wrestle with wayward willful words, what little ecstasies, what a poet's delight, playing magician, conjuring lines like coins in a spreading swell, swelling, spelling, spell, as if the poet knows something about poetry, something about life. What a poet's life.
That was pretty cool. I'm going to close it down. Is there anybody else? Something very short and something, then I'm going to finish it up with a poem. The reason I'm going to read this short one, because it's more upbeat, but the last poem I'm going to read is, it bothers me. This is the upbeat. I don't need Tarzan to save my soul. I'm just going to read you an excerpt from it. I know that sometimes I go to places that maybe I shouldn't be going. Tell you the truth, I can't say why I go there in the first place, except I do believe it's because I have a learning disability and I can't pay attention to things that maybe I should be paying attention to. But please keep in mind it's an attention disability and for the most part forgivable, and I should never be blamed on ignorance or stupidity. Now, I openly admit that I've done a lot of stupid and somewhat ignorant things in my life, and sometimes things done under the influence of the evil spirits and carouse around the gutter with the low life and even coordinated with the dark side of the pitchfork, if you know what I mean. But I've changed my ways and now walk on the sunny side of the streets. And can I have an amen? I don't like to close on a note like this, but it bothers me. And I realize poetry can't change too much. Irish eyes don't always smile. I think it was the Loch Ness Monster that raped the girls. She said, that's stupid. The Loch Ness Monster is in Scotland. Maybe the monster swam to Ireland and raped the girls. She said, that's insane. I said, I don't know for sure, but the authorities said that the babies were found in a hole tossed in the green fields where shamrocks grow. They said that there were over 800 babies taken from the unwed mothers. She says, that was the time of shame when girls got pregnant and had to leave home with their heads bowed. I said, I'm just a poet in Pittsburgh that dreams of what Gerald Manley Hopkins would say. The world is charged with grandeur of God. Ah, there was a heart right. Hope has gray hairs. I don't know, but it doesn't make me does make me wonder what would Dylan Thomas would say. Death shall have no dominion, or death, do not go gentle into the good night. Rage, rage against the dying light. She said Dylan Thomas was Welsh. Not forgetting Seamus Heaney, I said, I can remember his words that would fall the ears. Surely bog and saw and sounds of earth being tossed over the head, and maybe the sounds of nails being driven into a small wooden box, or the smell of baby breath, or walk on air against your better judgment, or by God, the old man could handle a spade just like his old man. And I don't want to know what Joyce said or what William Butler Yeats would say, because in truth, I just don't want to know about portholes and mistakes, because I just don't want to know. She said, you think poetry in poetry, and sometimes you don't understand the real world. I said, babies were taken from unwed mothers in Ireland and tossed to the earth. They said that the sins were the mark of the scallywags of Patrick Ryan or Seamus after leaving the pub in Stagger. Fathered the babies. I think not of the babies were baptized, so their souls would go to a place called Limbo. But scratching my head, thinking, I'm not sure what is worse, the last snake of Ireland sliding into the pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, or denial of lust, or even denying love, or worse, uttering a soft prayer to God while kissing the Blarney Stone. Thank you. See you next week.